Hello, this is John.
Hi, John. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm sorry, Nicole, from where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if this is a good time or not to reach
we can
you.
Talk a minute.
Okay. So, it looks like you have requested information in regards to our working capital program.
Right.
Okay. And this is for Parking Veterans LLC.
Right.
And you're still at the 18282 Gramercy Drive address?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we do have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Well, yeah, I'm primarily trying to get to a line of credit so that when we win a new contract, we have startup costs associated with some equipment, some travel,
mm-hmm.
and more importantly, being able to fund the payroll until we can get billed and paid because it's all done in arrears.
Okay.
So I'm not sure when those happen, but it'd be flexibility for us. We've added 6 contracts over the last 2 years, but sometimes it's 2 at a time, and sometimes it's 6 months in between, and
mm-hmm.
Having to go out for funding every time one comes around is a bit of a pain, and I don't want to carry a loan and have cash I'm paying interest on if I don't actually need it at the time. So
right.
That would be my preference, is to get to
okay.
some kind of line of credit that I can use for that flexible purpose.
Okay. What does the business do exactly?
We provide parking management and parking services. Right now, our contracts are all with the federal government to provide valet parking and parking management at VA hospitals.
Okay.
And so it's very regular. It's a 1-year contract with options to renew. And as long as we do the job, they'll renew it for the most part.
Okay.
And it's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. or in some cases 6 a.m. until typically 5 p.m., but some of them go a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it mainly the government that you have the contracts with?
Yeah, all of our current revenue is U.S. government revenue.
Okay.
We have bid on some county projects. We bid on some community college, state-funded projects. But for the most part, we're focused on government for now.
Okay. And so it's valet parking for these different entities that they have.
Yeah. Right now, it's all VA hospitals, right? So it's all federal government, Veterans Affairs.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And how long have you had the business?
This particular entity has been about 2.5 years.
Okay.
But my business partner had been a sole proprietor previously, which had about 5-year history. And we did legally merge so that, technically there's more like a 7-year history.
Okay. And so the funding that you would need, do you need any funding coming up soon? Anything you anticipate, or are you just trying to get something set up in the case that you do need funds?
Well, I am going to need some funding soon, because the other issue we have with the way things run is that our margins are pretty tight.
Okay.
And because we pay for the first month of payroll in advance, we don't actually get that money back, in a sense, until the contract ends.
Okay.
And there's a timing issue because we bill monthly, but we do payroll every 2 weeks. And so I've got, twice a year, there's an extra payroll that I have to cover.
Okay.
And so I do have a shortfall coming up in September that I'm going to need some kind of liquidity to cover. That's one of the reasons that I can use the working capital, is to be able to cover that payroll and then pay it back down over 6 months until the next one comes, and then, dip into it again and pay it back down. And obviously, my goal is to grow the business to the point that we have our own cash to cover that, but we're just not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Was there an amount in mind you were looking for, say, when this comes up in September?
I haven't done the math on it, but I know my payroll is about $50,000 each time. I should have at least $10,000, maybe $20,000 available, so probably in the neighborhood of $40,000 would get me through that.
Okay.
But overall, I was hoping to get something more like $100,000 line of credit, so that I have, the $40,000 or so that I need to use to cover the payroll now, but then I've got that cushion that as we add contracts, we'd be ready to go. Okay. We're about to enter a busy season. You know, the federal government runs on an October 1st fiscal year.
Okay.
And so I anticipate in September we'll be bidding on somewhere between 5 and 10 contracts, and if we win those, they tend to all take effect, you know, right around October 1st or
okay.
pretty quickly within that time frame. So there's a good chance that we would need access to capital to get those started pretty quickly.
Okay. What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
I'm trying to remember what our tax return was. I focus more on where we are and more where we're going. So
yeah.
like our current annualized revenue is more like $1.8 million. But what we actually reported last year, I think, was more like $800-something K. We had several contracts start, one in October, one in January.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it didn't give us very much last year, but it gives us a lot more for this year.
Okay, so you think this year you're on track for about 1.8?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean,
okay.
I can obviously go look it up and give you all the details on each of the contracts.
That's okay.
But I'm billing like $145,000 monthly, so you can do the math on that.
Okay. Perfect. So, do you have any working capital loans right now, or any lines of credit?
I have an existing loan with On Deck.
Okay.
Which is not something that I necessarily wanted to do, but it was the best deal I could get for a fairly young company, and I'm hoping to move on to something for more mature companies very soon.
Okay. What balance do you have with them?
About $30,000, I'd say.
Okay. And did you take multiple loans with them, or was it just one time?
Multiple.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember if I'm on my second or third, right? So we've taken
okay.
one and then gained some new contracts, went back and got a bigger amount, paid off the first one and used the excess to help fund the growth, and then we did that a second time. I think I'm on my third
okay.
one with them.
Okay. And the loans you took with them, were they pretty short term? Or what kind of term length?
Yeah, they're like either 6 or 9 months, and it's
six
like a daily repayment program with them. So it's
okay. We have monthly, weekly, and daily options, and we have options from 3 months out to 3 years and anywhere in between. We do, with our unsecured capital programs, typically what we do is we would approve you for the max amount, and then you could decide how much you want to take.
Right.
And then we do offer some small lines of credit that would be approved. They're approved case by case. So the companies that usually will get approved for a small line of credit will be, I think you have to be above 700 credit score, and then there are certain you know, time in business and other factors that they look at. So we do offer the small lines of credit in conjunction with our unsecured capital as well. So
the unsecured capital, you're talking in terms of a loan rather than a line of credit.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
We can do secured financing, but there's certain pieces of equipment that we would be looking at.
Yeah, we don't really have any assets. There's nothing there because it's all labor.
Right, exactly. So that really wouldn't be a good fit for you, but we can definitely offer unsecured capital. We have a lot of different programs, so we can kind of customize it to what's going to be, you know, the most important for you, whether it's the overall lowest cost, if you're looking for, you know, the longest term, so you have a comfortable payment, or the highest loan amount. We can kind of structure it,
right.
You know, however it's going to make sense to you in the business.
Sure.
So based off your sales, I mean, I think that you would get approved for probably around maybe $150,000, possibly more.
Okay.
So
as a loan. And then how
correct.
Do you guys do your loans? I mean, I'm not used to it because I come from my experience with loans is all on the personal side of it, where the APR and the APY and things like that are what matter most. But it seems like
mm-hmm.
in the business world, nobody talks about that stuff at all.
Yeah, it's different because we do equipment financing as well. And so you'll find that's going to be over 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payment, and that will have an APR. It's just structured differently. But with these loans, because they can range from 3 months to 3 years, there's not an APR. They'll just be a fixed cost to the funds, which we kind of, you know, put on you. We allow you to choose. So we'll show you different options, and then you can kind of see what's going to be the best fit for you.
So how does that calculation work? I know for some of the people I've talked with, I forget what they call it, but their rate or whatever is 10% of the loan value, effectively.
For what's paid back or what you get approved for?
For the payback, right? So if I borrowed $50,000, I'd pay back $55,000. So there's like a 10% sort of premium for getting the loan, which is the funding fee and the interest and everything kind of all rolled into that.
It's just the principal and interest is all in one when you pay back. And then there's also discounts for paying it off early or doing a renewal. There's discounts for that as well. But
what kind of rates do you guys typically have?
So it would start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there.
Okay.
So, you know, there's different variables. So we'll look at credit. We'll look at time in business. Certain industries are more favorable than others.
But and 10 is kind of your best number that you've seen.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you think that would fit in with what you're looking for? Or?
Possibly. I need to, you know, if you could just maybe email me some of those options that I can then keep that in mind and understand, maybe also include, like, what is your timeline? If I did want to pursue something, is it something that you guys can kind of work through underwriting and decide and close with, like, in a week, or does it take longer than that? Or?
Yeah, we can usually have you approved within a day of getting the documents that we need to review, and then we can usually have you funded within a day or two after that. So it's a pretty quick process.
Fast.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think that's probably good for now. Like I said, I do have a few options I'm looking at, and I've got at least a couple more weeks to kind of think about how this is going to play out and how much money I need, and I'll be able to make a decision and do something.
Okay. Yeah, we would definitely love the opportunity to at least present something for you to review and kind of see if it's a good fit. And we're local. We're here in San Diego. We've been around for about 14 years, so we offer a lot of different programs. A lot of other companies just don't.
Is it a U.S. branch of, I think Bank of Cardiff sounds more Irish or something, right?
Yeah, we're actually by, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cardiff by the Sea in San Diego.
Okay, yeah.
It's a community here. So we're kind of near there.
Around Del Mar, right?
Yeah, so we're in La Jolla, like the business district of La Jolla in UTC.
Right, yeah.
And so, yeah. But we're a commercial lender, we have a few different offices.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But what I'll do is I'll send you an email. If you have any questions, let me know. If I don't hear back, I'll follow up with you in a few weeks and just see where you are with everything and, you know, see if there's an opportunity to at least present you with an approval with some different options.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks so much, John.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.